Cattle futures closed sharply lower on Thursday. USDA increased expected feeder steer prices for the remainder of this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 15th of March. Cattle futures closed sharply lower Thursday in an outside day with apparent technical pressure. Live cattle futures closed an average of $2.18 lower from $1.85 to $2.97 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.89 lower from $2.80 to $4.67 lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light to moderate demand in the Western Corn Belt through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. FOB live prices were $2 to $3 higher at $188 hundredweight. Dressed delivered prices were steady at $2.92. Elsewhere, trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill with too few transactions to trend. Last week, FOB live prices were $185 in the Southern Plains and $185 to $186 in Nebraska, where dress delivered prices were $2.92 to $3.00. Choice box beef cutout value was 96 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $310.78 hundredweight. Select was 65 cents higher at $301.69. Turning to row crops, corn futures closed 4 to 7 cents lower through July of 25 and then mostly 2 cents lower with pressure from wheat. Kansas City wheat futures closed 9 to 12 cents lower, pressured by more bullish domestic weather, poor exports, and China's recent cancellations of purchases from the U.S. and other countries. Soybean futures closed mixed from a penny lower to a penny higher. Calves and feeder cattle traded mostly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing less than 800 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 4,060 head on offer. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. Heifers weighing less than 850 pounds sold unevenly steady and then $2 to $6 higher at heavier weights. At Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, steers weighing 400 to 450 and 600 to 650 pounds sold $16 to $17 higher. Steers weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold sharply higher, then $3 higher at 550 to 600 pounds, and $9 to $11 higher at 650 to 750 pounds, but $3 to $6 lower at 750 to 800 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 400 to 450 sold $10 lower, but steady to $3 higher at 450 to 600 pounds and $9 to $10 higher at 600 to 750 pounds with instances of up to $15 higher. There are 3,966 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold mostly $3 to $5 higher at Cattlemen's Livestock Auction in Dalhart, Texas with 3,205 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves traded mostly steady to firm on comparable sales. Finally, feeder steers sold steady to $5 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded steady to $2 lower. Steer calves sold $5 to $10 higher, and heifer calves sold $2 to $5 higher. There are 2,914 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday with a hotter inflation reading than expected. The Producer's Price Index for final demand rose 0.6% in February, seasonally adjusted, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 137 points lower. The S&P 500 was down 14 points, and the NASDAQ was down 49 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures closed $1.14 to $1.54 higher through the front six contracts on higher forecast demand. Compared to the previous month, USDA's Economic Research Service increased the forecast feeder steer price by $5 for the remainder of the year in the March Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. That's basis a 750 to 800 pound steer selling at Oklahoma City. Based on lower projected corn prices and higher expected fed cattle prices, ERS increased the feeder steer price to $239 a hundredweight in the first quarter, $247 in the second quarter, $261 in the third quarter, and $267 in the fourth quarter for an annual average price of $253.50. As mentioned recently in Cattle Current, compared to the previous month, ERS increased the forecast weighted average 5-area direct fed steer price for the remainder of this year in the March World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Compared to the previous month, ERS increased projected prices $3 in the first quarter to $179 a hundredweight, $3 in the second quarter to $183, $2 in the third quarter to $182, and $2 in the fourth quarter to $186. ERS increased the forecast annual average price by $3 to $183. Prices were forecast higher on recent prices and firm demand for fed cattle. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 15th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.